You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is David Tichenol, spokesperson for the State of Jefferson Movement. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. David, I see the flags and the banners for the State of Jefferson everywhere I go throughout Tuolumne and Calaveras County. Naturally, the question, where does the State of Jefferson Movement stand at this point? Bring us up to speed.
Okay, Mark, the State of Jefferson at this point is not unlike a large wildfire. And we know when we have one of our big forest fires, the embers can jump out a mile ahead of the main fire. And that's kind of what's going on now. The State of Jefferson has caught fire with a lot of people who have forgotten what their liberty was all about and are realizing how much liberty has been taken away from them already. And I've been speaking down in Mariposa County. They now have a committee. I've been speaking in Stanislaus. We have a big town hall there on the 18th on this Saturday. I've spoken as far away as Rio Vista and Madera County, and we're helping Fresno and Merced also to start forming committees. So the idea of what liberty and Jefferson stand for is on fire. The actual movement itself is, you got to remember that Jefferson is just a remedy for the lack of representation and the dilution of our vote. So earlier this year, we went to court in the Eastern District Federal Court in Sacramento to sue the state of California for the fact that we don't have adequate representation and our vote has been severely diluted. And I can go into the details of that if you want, but I will say that currently that court case is sitting with the judge. She has an almost unlimited amount of time to render a decision. So if we don't hear from her soon, we'll have to use some of the tools available to us to kind of urge her to come out with her decision. She's under a lot of pressure, as you can understand, to either dismiss the case or rule in such a manner to make it very difficult for us to move forward.
And let's go back to the very beginning for our listeners. The reason you want to create the State of Jefferson and leave the State of California is...
Okay, the reason we want to create the State of Jefferson is to regain our representation. Currently, California has 120 legislators, and that's broken up into 80 assembly members and 40 senators. This was the amount of representation that in 1862, the people who started the state of California thought would be enough for adequate representation. At the time, there was about 450,000 people in California, and so that represented about one representative for every 4,500 people. So it was a good ratio. The Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, says that we should never exceed 30,000, one representative for 30,000 people. But if we fast forward to 2017, and we now have 40 million people in the state, and we still have only those 120 legislators. So now the dilution of our representation is such a point that each senator represents about a million people, and each assembly member represents about 500,000. San Francisco and environs and the whole LA basin basically have all the population, most of the population, so they rule the state. And it's become an oligarchy. It's no longer a representative republic, which is guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. So by creating a new state, we get to walk away from that situation, which is untenable, and create a new state, and most importantly, a new state constitution in which we can put in the safeguards that will protect us in ways that the California state constitution has not been able to.
You mentioned a few counties that were not in the original map of the state of Jefferson as recently as about 7 months ago, the last time I spoke with a spokesperson for the state of Jefferson. Tuolumne County was supposed to be the southern end. I heard you mention Fresno, Madera, Stanislaus County, Mariposa County. Is this map evolving and changing?
I'm going to say that's not set in stone, and it's probably not. What's going on is that the ideas that Jefferson brings about in people is advancing throughout the state. But it's no longer, when we first started off, we were going for an Article 4, Section 3, which is that's how you create a new state according to the Constitution. But when we found that the legislator, because Article 4, Section 3, a new state can be created with the approval of the state's legislature and Congress, and that's all you need. The people don't vote on it. The governor has no say. say and the president has no say. And so we were going for that. But we found that the legislature would not even listen to us. They wouldn't bring it up for a vote. They wouldn't say yes or no. They just ignored us completely, which kind of proves our point about representation. So that's why we're suing them in court. And now that we've gone to court, the idea of what we initially started out with has changed. The 21 counties that were originally signed their declarations of wanting to separate from California are still intact, and their remedy, they would like it to be Jefferson. The rest of the state, if we get a good ruling from the Supreme Court, the rest of the state will also benefit from that, in that California is going to have to deal with everybody. They have to come up with remedies for lack of representation and the dilution of the vote. That may be, the remedy may not end up being Jefferson. It may end up being that we go back to that federal model and every county gets its own senator. Because right now we have three senators in 21 counties. So if every county had its own senator, well, right there we have more than 35 rural counties. So we would have a very big voice in one half of government. And that would change a lot of things. And that's all we're really looking for, is that voice.
Tell me what's coming up Sunday, December 3rd at the Motherlode Fairgrounds.
The idea is just to introduce people to Jefferson, give them an update on what is exactly going on with the court case, and then see if we can answer a lot of questions. So it'll be at the Manzanita Building in the Motherlode Fairgrounds starting at 3 p.m. We want to get people in while the daylight is out there in case we have bad weather. And then we'll try to get people out of there by 5 or 6, unless the questions keep going.
Multi-county meeting.
Multi-county. Well, multi-county, because now that Mariposa is excited about it, they want to come. Stanislaus wants to come up. Of course, Calaveras and Tuolumne County have been tied together at the hip ever since Jefferson started. We do all of our events together, or we coordinate a lot together. We've got people in Stockton area, San Joaquin County, that want to come. So it's an open event. I just hope we chose the right building at the fairgrounds, because it could get really crowded really fast.
All right. So it's Sunday, December 3rd, the State of Jefferson Multi-County Meeting, starting at 3 o'clock, Manzanita Building, Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. David Tichenor, before I let you go, anything else?
I would like to mention that last year we had a very successful fundraiser in February, and we're going to hold that fundraiser again. It was at the fairgrounds last time. This time it's going to be February 17th, 2018, at the Elks Lodge.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mark.